Audio Boom, it's Marie, aka Blind Equestrian. I just want to talk about this RNIB fundraising campaign or campaign. I'm not sure whether it's a fundraising or one of their campaign videos on sight loss liaison officers in clinics. So first of all, I want to say I totally agree with the campaign on its basis. I think sight loss liaison officers need to be at the point of someone losing their sight. It is a traumatic time in someone's life. But the new video, and I know at Claire Randall has put some audio on her boom that she did Wednesday, I think it was, on this. So if you want to check it out, or you could Google it. It's quite an eerie video, and it's quite doom and gloom, really. And not to diminish someone's experiences, but I kind of feel that they could have done this so much better, you know, by following it on, but, you know, with the support of a liaison officer, then, you know, this is what can be achieved with that support in place. I do apologise for that noise. That is my MacBook rebooting. I definitely want to say that I think the advert in itself, like, as a standalone, if you weren't kind of, you're coming from it from a non-visual impairment perspective, just perpetuates this idea of, oh, the poor, lowly, blind people. And, you know, that people don't have jobs, don't have lives, don't go out socialising, just kind of cocooned and waiting around for someone to come and help them do things like dress themselves and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's obviously not the case for the majority of us. You know, those of us who've grown up with it, obviously been well adjusted on the whole. And those that do lose it, you know, do become well adjusted over time with the correct support in place. So as a campaign on its own, yes, totally. This advertisement is just a little bit like, oh, well, you lose your sight. It's such a terrible thing. And there's no light. There's no way of getting out of this. You're just going to have to be suffering in silence. And that's obviously not true. You know, and it's quite sad, really. Because I think we fight against those stereotypes of the rocking in the corner blind people constantly. I know I do. You know, and I work and thankfully dress myself and do my own hair and makeup every day and all those things that people do. Go out with friends, go for a drink, go shopping, you know. So it's a little bit, I can understand, I know there's been a lot of tweets, I've seen a lot of things this week, because Facebook banned this for a couple of days, but have revoked that. Think of that what you will. That people are quite offended by it, and I can see that. I don't really get offended by things, but I could totally understand where people are coming from. And I don't particularly like it, and don't really think it's an accurate portrayal of how majority of visually impaired people live. It just feels really counterproductive. On the one hand, you have like charities like Guide Dogs who are like, you know, life-changing partners, and you know, people can go out and do this, what that, you know, all these things because they have a guide dog. Not to say you have to have a guide dog, by the way, to do all those things, but some people just prefer it, like myself. You know, etc., etc. And then you've got this kind of total negative opposite that's like, oh, well, you go blind, you lose your sight. Oh, well, unlucky. But yeah, it just makes you quite sad, because you know there are a lot of people out there doing amazing things. I'm not saying that in a really kind of patronising way. There are genuinely people out there doing amazing things. And that's whether they're visually impaired or have another disability or don't have a disability at all. So, you know, there's just seems this whole ethos of negativity, and, you know, you lose your sight, you can't possibly do anything else. And that just makes me really sad, because there are so many things that people can do. I think we need to focus on the positives and support the negatives, if that makes sense, to become positives. Anyway, just wanted to kind of throw this out there for any of the guys that are listening. But check out at Claire Randall's post as well, because she says it much more eloquently than I do. So anyway, have a great Friday, guys.